Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. Today we're going to be talking about several topics related to pharmaceutical industry. So, buckle your seatbelts. This episode is called Big Pharma. Let's get started. So the first thing I'd like to talk about is pharmaceutical ads. So there's been some talk about whether we should ban those direct-to-consumer annoying pharmaceutical ads you see on TV or YouTube, one of those streaming services that charges you $50,000 and still wants to put ads in there, which that's another thing. I think that's dumb. I think you should either have commercials, you should have something that runs on ad funding. That's fine. I don't fault any company for employing that business model where it's free but you have ads. It's annoying, but that's just what you get what you pay for. But that's the thing. If you're paying for it, if the company's business model is subscription-based, meaning you pay every year or every month, however much, for Netflix or Disney or Hulu or whatever it may be, you should not also have ads. It should be one or the other. It's either free, but you have ads, or you pay. So therefore, you have no ads. That's the way it should be. But getting back to our main first topic here, there's been some talk about whether these ads should be banned. I don't think they should be banned, and here's why. Yes, they're annoying, and they do pose a lot of ethical issues that I will get to here in a second. But you know my thoughts on government centralization and overreach. I don't think that the government should step in and take care of every real or imagined nuisance we may have and try to make all of our problems go away. I don't think we should have a nanny state. I don't support that. I don't believe in giving that much power to that few people, and also it's childish, frankly, to expect the government to basically solve every little inconvenience, every little problem that you may have. It came to my attention recently that a few years ago, some guy called 911 because his McDonald's order didn't have ketchup. Which I know that's a rare case, that's an extreme case, but still, the government should not be in that business. What the government should do is basically roads, bridges, defense, prosecuting actual criminals, murderers, people who do depraved acts to children and adults, that sort of thing. I'm sure there are other things I could list off, but that's not what we're here to do today. But one thing I definitely would not include in there is getting rid of any and all nuisances. And these ads are a nuisance. They are annoying, and they create problems for both the patient and the doctors. But that does not mean we should get rid of them, like, legally speaking. We should not have the government come in and say, you cannot advertise anymore. If the television network or whatever company these ads are bought on, because it's ad space, it's being bought by whatever company, if they want to say, as a private company, we will not advertise pharmaceuticals on our ad space, that's their decision. I doubt any company would ever decide that because these ads, well, the ad space makes the money. But, you know, if in theory some company wanted to do that, that would be their prerogative. It's a private company. And that's another thing. I don't think we should have things like NPR. I don't think we should have state media. I think television, news, I don't think they should be government funded. They should be private, because it's a TV show, okay, or a TV station. That's not the government's job. But anyway, I'm getting a little into the weeds now. If a company wants to say we will not advertise pharmaceuticals on our television station, that should be their prerogative. However, the government should not come in and say you legally are forbidden from advertising on TV to the pharmaceutical companies. Because that's not the government's job. So, that brings me then to the ethical issues that these ads do do pose. And so while I don't agree with banning the ads, I can understand why some people might want to suggest that option. Because the ads do cause some ethical problems and put people in awkward situations in some cases. First, the ads are unethical because they kind of take advantage of the fact that most everyday consumers don't have a ton of medical knowledge. They tell the consumer, like, hey, this drug is supposed to cure or manage the symptoms of X. If you have X, talk to your doctor about ABC drug. And yes, the ads then also have to say the side effects may include A, B, C, D, E, F. However, most consumers are not going to understand, chemically speaking, what these drugs actually do. Sometimes even the doctors don't know exactly, which is getting into the SSRIs and such we'll talk about later because that's another topic. But for right now, whatever drug it may be, most everyday consumers are not going to understand what these drugs actually do or are capable of doing, whether we're talking about the actual purpose of the drug or the side effects. So it's kind of unethical to then tell them they should ask their doctor about whatever. And then it also puts the doctor in a weird situation because first, the doctor does have more medical knowledge, or at least is supposed to, than the average person. That's why he's a doctor. That's what he would say he does around here. And so it can cause two issues. First, the doctor might know the patient's medical history and might know that this drug that he's asking for is going to not be a good fit for him because this patient also has whatever comorbidities or allergic reactions or other issues or takes another medication that would react negatively with whatever medicine he's told to ask his doctor about in the ad. And I know people will say, oh, it's just an ad, but clearly it does at least lead to some consultations with doctors about these drugs, because I would think that at a certain point, if the ads are always telling people, ask your doctor about whatever the drug is, and nobody ever asks their doctor about the drugs advertised, the companies would eventually stop making the ads, or at least stop telling people to ask their doctor about stuff, because insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results, which is not an Einstein quote, by the way, but it's still true. And at the end of the day, these companies are about making money, for better or for worse. We can all acknowledge that. So if nobody was ever asking their doctor about the drugs after hearing them advertised on TV or radio or whatever, then there would come a point where the companies would stop telling people to do that or stop making the ads altogether because it wouldn't be making them any money. And these ads have been around for decades. So clearly there is at least some instances of people asking their doctors about whatever drug. And then the other issue is that, you know, the drugs have to also say what their side effects are. So if people hear, oh, the side effect of this is it might turn you inside out or whatever, none of them actually have that side effect to my knowledge, but just using an example, a deliberately exaggerated example. If people hear that, they might have the opposite reaction. Doctor might decide that this drug actually is the best fit for their condition and their situation. But the person might be hesitant to want to take it and might be driven away from it. Because on this ad, he heard that the drug could turn him inside out or whatever the side effect might be. Especially if this is a person who's already predisposed to worrying. And then the other thing is, even if the drug does not have rare but terrifying side effects, people might also be turned off of wanting to take something if the ad says that the drug will do the opposite of what it's supposed to do in some or many cases. So if, for example, someone is told that this drug is supposed to cure asthma or manage the symptoms of asthma, but then is also told in the side effects section that the drug will sometimes cause same or worsening asthma, especially if it's worsening, well then he might be like, well, why should I take this if it's supposed to cure me, but it might cause me to have worse symptoms of the thing you're trying to cure. That would be like telling someone, hey, go to this mechanic who might completely destroy your car. Like, you go to a mechanic because you have, I don't know, a small issue with your windshield. Next thing you know, your car is being completely totaled. Or maybe you wouldn't go to a mechanic for your windshield. I don't know. I don't know a lot about cars. But either way, like, say you go to a mechanic because you have whatever, or maybe you just need an oil change. You don't even have a problem with your car at all. You go to the mechanic, next thing you know, you got 4 flat tires, 4 broken windows, one door that just beaten in, the brakes don't work, steering wheel's broken. It's like, why would I go? If you told me you went to that mechanic and that's what happened to your car, I don't have a car, but if I did, why would I go to that mechanic? Or why would I recommend that mechanic to anybody else? It's the same thing here. Why would I want to take something that's supposed to cure me or manage my symptoms if it could cause me to have worsening of the thing it's supposed to cure or manage? So that could be another issue that is caused by these ads. It's not as much an ethical issue as just a thing that might make people more hesitant to take. And so then the other thing with these kinds of ads is the other thing that is definitely an ethical issue is they not only push only one option in the sense that they only push the pharmaceutical option for whatever condition, but they're even narrower than that because many conditions out there, I would say most, you do occasionally hear a commercial where it says this is the first drug to treat whatever kind of cancer or whatever other condition it might be. But many conditions out there, there are multiple drugs that can potentially help in some or all cases, depending on the drug and the condition. So if people are told that, you know, your only option is this. I mean, the commercials don't usually say this is your only option, but if that's the only option they're told about, then that's creates an ethical issue, because then people are given, are not given enough information to be able to make a truly informed decision, because they don't know if there's other options that are not pharmaceutical in nature, or that are, but it's a different drug. They don't know about that option because the only option that they know about is whatever this particular drug is. So it would be a bit different, and I realize less profitable, so these companies probably wouldn't do this. But it would be different if the ad was talking about, here are your options for, let's say, asthma. Let's just keep it simple. Let's say it's asthma. Your options are, you could take this, 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 or you could stop doing this, 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 and this, or a combination of the above. Like, laid out all your options, you choose which one is best for you. And even if it went into further detail, now I know this would be more infomercial territory, but if it said, like, now if you have this type of asthma, your options are A, B, C, D, E. If you have that type of asthma, your options are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so on and so forth. That would, I understand, be less profitable and so less likely to happen if the pharmaceutical companies have their way. And I'm not sure that this should be a government priority because, again, you know my thoughts on how much the government should be involved in our daily lives. However, it would be more ethical if the ad, you know, was to raise awareness about a condition that is either common and people don't know all their options or is less common, so people might not be aware, and so it laid out all the potential options they might have. Maybe not all the potential ones, because, I mean, going out and sniffing a tree probably won't be very viable, but, like, all the viable options. You know what I meant. That would be more ethical than just pushing one particular option. And I realize that, you know, it's just an ad. People don't have to do what the ad says, blah, blah, blah. But when you're talking about the average consumer who probably does not have a ton of medical knowledge, it is a bit more of a, maybe not a problem, but at least an ethical quandary when the pharmaceutical ads only talk about, you know, one option that people might have for dealing with. Some of these are potentially debilitating conditions. So then that's definitely a problem. And so thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. You can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, the RSS feed, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. You can also contact us on our Facebook page, Jesse's Fireside Chats, or on X at JFSCPod, or you can send us an email if you'd like at jessesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's J-E-S-S-E-A-S, firesidechats@gmail.com. I will also be posting the links to the episodes on X. I've been meaning to do that and forgetting, but I will do that here in the next week or so, I would say. So I hope you'll pass this along to anybody you know that might be interested, and have a blessed day. I hope you'll come back next time.